Morning. First of all, let me say how much I appreciate the opportunity to serve as the Government Affairs Manager, and also how much I appreciate the support that the Council and Administration has shown over the last couple of years as we build the enforcement program for the Constable's Office. I'm sure the work that we've done, the platform that we've made, is showing good results, and if we continue using that, I think we're gonna do just fine. So. But today I'd like to bring you up to date on the anti-dumping and anti-littering task force. This past summer I was appointed to represent Sussex County on the anti-dumping, anti-littering task force authorized by House Concurrent Resolution Number 40. The task force consisted of a total of 18 members from local, state, private, and nonprofit organizations, including Senators Peterson, Senator Simpson, and Representative Collins, who was the sponsor of the bill. Our task force was directed to quantify and define the residential and commercial aspects of illegal dumping issues, explore what actions are currently taking place within the state to address the issues, and identify and review anti-dumping and anti-littering strategies employed by other states and see how they may work for us. We compiled a report that included the scope and nature of littering and dumping in Delaware, actionable recommendations for reducing littering and dumping in the state, a strategy for coordinating efforts of the state agencies to combat the issue, and identify legislation and funding needed to implement these strategies. Finally, we were to report the findings to the General Assembly and to the Governor before September 30th of this year. The current effort identified included a multitude of approaches, which include cleanup of litter and dump sites in the right-of-way by DelDOT, and make work crews, adopt a highway, and sponsor a highway programs. Annual cleanup events, scrap tire removal, drop-off events directed by DENREC, as well as an enforcement through their three enforcement groups, which are Parks and Rec, Fish and Wildlife, and the Environmental Crimes Unit. Enforcement of motor vehicle code and criminal code related to the littering and dumping violations observed during DSP and local police patrols. Assistance provided by Department of Correction for inmate crews to assist with roadway and other cleanup projects. Citizen volunteers, touted as a source of workforce during the cleanup events, corporation and organizations who provide the valuable support, community cleanup initiative program sponsored by DSWA, which assists communities with cleanup projects with little or no cost. This was one of those issues that I learned a lot on that will supplement our ability to take on projects, lessen our burden for those costs, and make our cleanup dollars go further in the future. Education and best practice managements that are taken on by members of the private industry in the waste hauling industry, environmental stewardship curriculum introduced in school lessons, and the formation of partnership with Keep America Beautiful to form a local chapter. Sussex County's partnership with the Delaware Crime Stoppers for rewarding tipsters for information that lead to an arrest of those involved in such activity. So the majority of these strategies and tactics employed by other states were also being conducted in this state. So we really found nothing new that was going on in other jurisdictions that we were not already taking here. On the 30th of September, these findings and actionable recommendations were forwarded as directed, and the recommendations include enhance current anti-littering and anti-dumping efforts throughout the state, as cited in the report, to fully support the Keep America Beautiful affiliate, Keep Delaware Beautiful, encourage the Department of Education and individual districts to work with Keep Delaware Beautiful with its youth and education initiatives, reward, encourage, and support volunteerism in the state, support the Department of Correction in its efforts to increase availability of staff for providing supervision for cleanup duties, explore options in using probationers and parolees and working with DelDOT to fulfill any community service requirements. Expand the Sussex County partnership with Crime Stopper Reward Program with both Kent and Newcastle counties. We had given a demonstration and presentation on what our partnership was, and it was very well received. And we are going to explore options to increase the advertising for Crime Stopper's partnership, and those successful measures could be considered for statewide implementation. DelDOT to promote and support community and business cleanup efforts, consideration of allowing more than one group to adopt popular sections of the roadways, expansion of the City of Wilmington's practice of encouraging private camera installation on private property subject to frequent dumping activities, consideration of a portion of the penalty payments to be dedicated to law enforcement overtime, investigative, and cleanup efforts. And roll call training for law enforcement, which would emphasize anti-littering and anti-dumping activity and appropriate actions to be taken. Highly publicize significant arrests related to dumping and littering, and explore the practicality of a statewide one-call center for reporting illegal activity related to dumping. So each of these actionable items have been assigned to a member of the task force for preparation, evaluation, and implementation. It was recommended that the task force remain in place through the implementation period, and the task force expires with the 148th General Assembly on November the 8th this year. The recommendation was for the new task force to be created by the 149th General Assembly, and that there'll be continuity through the implementation of all these recommendations. So that's what we know about the task force. I'm sorry for the brevity, but are there any questions related to that?
Question to council? Question to council.
With everything you've been doing, have we seen any improvement? Is it something you could actually point to say that we're doing a better job? Or are we just kind of keeping up?
What I can say is that Sussex County is taking a more proactive approach than other partners, and definitely from before. The concept of the reward program is well received. There are with better advertising on the roadways and in these communities, we'll receive better attention and better support from the community. But I'm sure that you're aware that with signage in these areas, we have to abide by all these different rules, regulations. And I'm finding out more about how we can comply with those and still get that message out there. So that's over the next 12 months. That's what we're going to be focusing on, is how we can do a better job with those strategies that we have in play right now.
Maybe we should put back in our mind a little bit.
Maybe we should put in our mind just a little bit that only trash throws out trash. Maybe we should make that sign.
We could work on that.
Give them something to think about.
Yeah.
There you go. Mrs. Neighbor?
I have testimony for you. I'm often at the intersection of Route 1 and 24. Getting ready to turn left off of 1 into 24. And I remember in the past, so many folks have evidently emptied their ashtrays right there at the intersection. I haven't seen that for a long time. I'm wondering if some of your good signage might have something to do with that. But I'm very glad I don't see it anymore.
Yes. Thank you.
Anything else from council?
One last comment, Mr.
President. Charlotte.
Mr. Costello, thank you very much for all that you were doing. And congrats on the new job.
Thank you, sir.
And localizing. I know that last year we had some updates from you, some ideas regarding the local trash issue specifically. And have we had any rewards given out? Maybe you need to come back and maybe give us, before you partake of the new job, give an update or pass that baton on to the next person. But is there anything updates regarding that program that we had implemented regarding any of the rewards or any prosecution that's come down in any way? I mean, can you share anything about the specific program?
What I can add is that we have announced the fact that we've increased it from $100 to $200 for that tip. Now keep in mind that that's more than Crime Stoppers generally give out for felony level tips, which dumping and littering is not a felony. However, because we're providing that funding, they were agreeable to announcing that and for partnering with us, continuing their partnering with that. We are receiving tips. Those tips are getting forwarded. It's out of our hands at that point. We're just trying to get the tipster to the law enforcement agency responsible for it. We are looking at other avenues. Would it be possible for us to send those to another law enforcement agency who had equal jurisdiction to handle those? Those are all items that we're discussing right now. The AG's office is looking into that as part of the efforts of this task force, and we're trying to do more with what we have. We understand that everybody's doing more with less. We understand that. But this is important. It's important at a statewide level, and we want to, just like doing the roll call for law enforcement, there's a lot of these little nuances that local law enforcement and state law enforcement may not be aware of. They may not know that this is something that they could start to enforce. So we're trying to identify all areas where we can make an improvement. And I believe that if we can get better signage up there, we'll get better participation from our communities, and possibly lead to more tips and more apprehensions.
And then two other thoughts, if I recall, I think part of that dialogue was, if I recall, I believe the state had 12 employees in that department, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they're less than eight at this point.
Less than eight now.
Yes.
So there's even less now.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's okay. And then hopefully one day we can still perhaps implement the volunteer, you know, that one day, maybe once a year or twice a year, and T-shirts, and get the community really involved and work with our fire companies to be able to perhaps work with us on that. But
yes, sir. And I believe there's possibility of us partnering with these organizations that are already doing this. So there's organizers already at play. So we don't have to redevelop anything.
Right.
We can just come alongside them, partner with them,
right,
and enhance their effectiveness.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. And good luck with your new job.
Thank you.
Robert Stewart, Director of EMS. Service Reciprocity Agreement with the Del Mar Fire Department.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, members of council. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. Good
morning. Mr. Lawson. I have with me today the President of Del Mar Fire Department, Rob Thompson, and our Operations Manager, Robbie Murray. We're here today because we would have brought for your consideration a service reciprocity agreement between Sussex County EMS and Del Mar Fire Department. This is possibly one of the most historic things to have happen since I've been in Sussex County EMS. And I think President Council, most of Vincent, can attest that this is a long time coming and has taken a lot of hard work to get this done, but it needs to be done. For years, the service on the west side of the county in the Del Mar area was provided by the Del Mar Fire Department as far as advanced life support. Sussex County EMS worked out of the Blade Station and covered the entire almost 35-mile area with one paramedic unit. Even with the extra additional units that are deployed over there, there are times when people in Del Mar need a paramedic quicker than almost we can get there. Mm-hmm. Del Mar Fire Department has staffed their ambulances with a Maryland-certified paramedic since 1978, thereabouts. And when the law was enacted to put the paramedic service in Delaware, somehow or another, it got left out that Del Mar was there. We have crafted an agreement between us, the president and the chief of Del Mar Fire Department, our staff, the Office of EMS, Maryland Emergency Medical Services, MEMS, and we feel that this agreement will allow for them to practice when necessary, when asked, when requested, when it's appropriate, so that the people of Del Mar continue to get the service that they have enjoyed since 1978. Otherwise, what the paramedics do in Delaware, out of Del Mar, is not legal. It can be legal with this reciprocity agreement.
Oh, that's great.
We're asking for your consideration and approval of this agreement so that we can move forward with its inaction as quickly as we can. And we appreciate your time to allow us to come today to present this to you. Do you have anything you want to say, Rob? May Rob
certainly
say something?
Certainly.
I just want to thank the council. Appreciate you placing this on the agenda. This is something that we have needed for years to come. As you said, in 1978, we had CRTs at that time, which was your first advanced life support name, and then eventually it went to a paramedic. And Sussex County paramedics have picked up and running a great program, but as Del Mar, basically for the town, we're in a unique situation where we serve Maryland and Delaware. And a lot of our paramedics go to the Maryland side to get their license through Maryland. And this agreement is going to definitely help mm-hmm. the citizens of Sussex County and the residents of the town of Del Mar. So I greatly appreciate your time in considering this.
It's certainly been something a long time coming mm-hmm. that we've known about for a long time. And thanks to Director Stewart and your staff, and to Delaware EMS office and Maryland EMS and the Del Mar Fire Department, and everybody's finally agreed we can make this work, which does in fact, as you directed, it does in fact make it legal, where now it really technically is not. Mm-hmm. But certainly the town of Del Mar and the Del Mar Fire Department for years has provided this service to their citizens out of their tax dollars, not paid by Sussex County or State of Delaware. And they do a great job. It's a good cooperation, good relationship we have together with the Sussex EMS. So this is a great thing. I assume you have a motion?
Yes. Please read. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the service reciprocity agreement between Sussex County MS and Delmar Fire Department as presented to the council this 25th day of October 2016.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, very good idea.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Absolutely, yes. And quick comment, I just wanted to thank you again. I know that when I first got elected, we've had a lot of conversations with folks over there. Can we get this done? Years and years and years. And so this is a great way, great example of people working together for the benefit of the people of that town. So I just want to thank you for being here. So, yes.
Mr. Wilson.
My statement is yes. Have we done moved from Model T up to a Cadillac now?
Yeah, at least a Chevrolet. I'll vote yes, motion carried. Thank you for all your hard work. Thank Robbie. Thank you, Mr. President, for all the hard work. The combined effort has made this happen. Such a good thing. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mr. Lawrence Lang. Report on receipt of public comments on Chain of Zone 1751 filed on behalf of Osprey Point DLLC.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have before you today an actual, what could be considered a closure on this information search on the Osprey Point DLLC. This project's been around since early 2015. You received in your packet a 6-page memorandum from myself to Todd Lawson for disclosing the record of what we've done to date on this application, both by the commission and by the council. And the purpose of today's presentation is to allow for the council to close the record and then schedule your opportunity to vote on this project. The 6-page document gives you a history of what's taken place to date. It also responds to questions that have come from council and also provides for me to provide to announce and report the receipt of public comments and the applicant's comments on this application that have been received through August 22nd, which was the deadline of the last report to council. On August 19th of 2016, the department received a letter from James Fuqua Esquire on behalf of Osprey Point DLLC with attachments. We also received 38 letters, emails, and public comments relating to the August 2nd, 2016 report provided to council. The letter from Mr. Fuqua contains 4 pages with several attachments. The public comment letters and emails include 38 plus documents. Due to the number of documents received, I chose not to provide you in the packet.
Thank you.
38 plus pages of documents, and they should be before you this morning. So you have the opportunity to review them at your leisure, and then sometime in the future schedule to give consideration to this application. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the purpose of my being here this morning. I don't know if you have any questions.
Any questions, Mr. Lank?
Yeah, you're going to give us a little synopsis of it.
Mr. Cole.
My understanding is they modified it from the original.
The original application was for 339 units. They were mixed single family and multifamily mm-hmm. units. The revisor planned to 217 units.
Okay.
And they're all single family.
All single family. Right. And the density now is what? Would you say under 2, isn't it, or something like that?
It should be
just shy of 2 units.
Around 2, because it's 126 acres. Mm-hmm. So it would be just less than 2 overall, on the overall density. The street layout didn't change. The whole purpose was to just relocate mm-hmm. units to all singles.
All right, good. No, it sounds good. Okay.
So this now,
Mrs. Deaver.
Well, this is a rezoning, but I'm wondering under AR1, how many? It's close to almost what you.
What I tried. That was a question uh-huh. raised by Mr. Yeah. Cole back mm-hmm. several
right.
a month or so ago, mm-hmm. and on page number 5 at the bottom, mm-hmm. I looked at it 5 different ways, not just looking at AR. MR, RPC, AR, RPC, AR zoning standard, AR zoning cluster,
et cetera, et cetera.
So at MRRPC, the application was could contain 339 units. The plan's been altered to 217, as we just stated. An MRRP or MR medium density residential subdivision could possibly provide for 334 units on that same acreage as a subdivision. An AR district at residential plan community would provide for 179 single family and or multifamily units or a combination of the same on the same acreage. An AR cluster subdivision could have 253 units.
Is that right?
As a cluster.
253.
Yeah. And an AR standard subdivision could possibly provide for 167 single family homes. It's all based on calculation, and each calculation is different based on the way the ordinance is written. So I had to throw in the deductions and taking things out.
Provided
for open space and streets, and that's why the numbers are all varied.
Thank you. It seems to be getting awfully close to a development in, under just AR1. I know maybe not precisely.
A standard AR subdivision, as I said.
Which is the way most of our land.
167, and a cluster subdivision in AR would be 253. And again, I have to stress this. It's all based on calculations. It doesn't necessarily, it almost works with a perfect square property to make it work that way.
Understand.
And it's based on deduction of streets, deduction of wetlands. And again, each calculation has a different method based on the way the ordinance is written. I didn't design it. I just calculated.
May I ask?
It's kind of fun, actually.
Mr. Deaver?
I had some folks here that from that area and thought maybe there'd be a hearing, but I had asked that they get a copy of this report. Has everyone from the concerned about Osprey Point gotten a copy of this report?
We can make copies available.
Okay, that's great. I appreciate that.
Chip, did you give them copies?
I did.
Okay, they have copies, yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Any more questions, Mr. Lank? Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So, at large.